is boron the link between the wall and the cloud?
No.
Is magnesium diboride a superconductor?
It is.
Are there new factors involved with boron's ability to absorb neutrons?
Yes. And protons.
Is that the new factor? That
no.
Boron, it's always?
It's always, yeah. You speak about it like you know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's why I'm asking.
We know. But then to say, oh, this is the missing link, well, you don't even know what link you're trying to link to. So we're just answering questions.
All right. Would you outline the link then?
No. You got to get there. We've asked you the question. Is there a reason for your question?
Yes. I would like to know more about the new atmosphere that involves boron.
Okay. Then you should find someone who has done what Bob calls his rewrite. And there is voluminous information on that very idea. It's the actual formula that the world's going to become. Bob, that's the Al2SO4.
Is boron a new element in that? I don't remember seeing the boron element in that long formula.
It's not.
So there's a relationship within the Al2, that long formula, that activates boron?
Yeah. But see, that boron is not the new atmosphere, so why would it be in the formula for the new atmosphere? You're going to have an atmosphere of boron, for Pete's sake.
Okay, but here's the thing. And looking on the Internet, boron has the ability to release hydrogen from oxygen.
It does. Actually, what's going to happen is you're fixing to get rid of oxygen. So it's already depleting. It's already less than. Just ask anybody. They used to talk about that you're losing the ozone. You're losing the ozone. Well, they shut up about that. Now they're just saying that your carbon footprint's too much. You're killing us with your carbon. We go, yes. And then they said, see, 122H197O98, and that's why everything's changing. And y'all crying like a dumb bitch. Did you notice that, lady?
Last week, I asked you about boron and carbon. You mentioned a while ago that we're going to become like stones, that we will not be carbon-related.
No. We said carbon was changing, so it would be likened to a stone, a white stone. You're right, but you got the words, but see, when you quote them back, you typically change the tense.
Like a white stone, like a diamond?
No. That's pure carbon. That's where you're going to store information.
Ion, as radiation increases in our air.
Not your air, it's in your earth. Fukushima is boring the center of your earth. Inside out, not outside in, sugar love.
Wow. Wow. Is that the relation to induction?
That is induction, silly Bob.
Describe how radiation interacts with boron and changes the environment.
It doesn't interact with boron. Boron eats it.
Boron eats radiation, and as a part of that process, it produces H3O.
Shit, no. Bob's making that. He talked about.
So radiation and boron are a part of Coldplay.
Okay, so just to backtrack a little, Ion, did you just say that Fukushima's boring a hole into the center of the Earth?
Sure, we said that from Spence Itch.
So radiation is increasing in our throughout, not just in a gaseous form, but it's in the Earth, it's in our soil. It's increasing everywhere.
Radiation isn't a gas. Radiation isn't a gas. They've already changed. They've already doubled the rads of radiation that you can have. It used to be if you got 200 rads of radiation, they put you in the hospital for radiation poisoning. Now they had to change it to 500 because everybody was covered up with it, and you're doing fine.
Because boron is eating it.
No.
Our bodies can accept it better.
Okay.
Boron is in RNA drops, isn't it?
It is.
In the relay.
Boron's in the relay.
That's right.
It's in Relight or not RNA? I thought it was in RNA.
No, not in RNA.
Oh.
All the, all these questions, are they also related to argon?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Because argon was very reactive with magnesium and boron.
It is. That's right. It's very important. It's going to be part of your new civilization or your new world.
You're talking about the boron that we're ingesting and the boron in our body as opposed to boron that exists in the environment as a whole. In regard
There's no
to how
different. There's no different. No. See, argon is argon, boron is boron, oxygen is oxygen. Hydrogen is new. Potential for hydrogen is now negative.
Is boron is creating a new link between covalent bonding and ionic bonding?
No, it already has. It does that already.
I read a study by two Japanese researchers that developed some type of unique boron compound that links boron and hydrogen in a unique way. Is that part of the sign of the change in the atmosphere?
No, that's the Tempesty report, and no. It's a good report. It's good, but it doesn't apply.
Okay.
It doesn't work. It's called the Tempesty work.
Can we go into argon is connected to angels?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Argon is going to be part of our new atmosphere or take greater part of our new atmosphere. Is that so?
Yes, that's correct.
Are angels also going to be part of our life more?
Not more. You'll just know it.
Has this already started, the increase in argon in the atmosphere?
Hell yeah. Do a test.
What
Would
kind
you outline
of test,
the test
can you do to see that?
You go buy a test for argon.
Okay.
Ian, would you outline the factors that the increased boron is taking place? Because boron is pretty interesting because it's used in glass as well as metals, alloys.
Yeah.
Would you outline what specific factor is boron participating in the atmosphere?
So we got to clean up the record for a second. You're specifically looking at the isotope of argon-39. That half-life is 269 years. And then argon, the isotope argon-40 is stable. So somewhere right between those two, stable and 269 years, is the answer to your question. As 22 neutrons, 18 electrons. Cubic crystal structure, three energy levels. First is 2, second is 8, third is 8.
Is that part of the new civilization?
Yes, of course. So what you're speaking about, isn't it? That's argon.
Yes.
That's cleaning up the last thing about the angels and this, that, and the other. Once you start splitting those differences, it'll move prolifically.
Will this also increase the ability to create and mine emeralds?
Ask and answered no. Because emeralds are corundum. They're different. They have a hardness of 9. They're very, very hard, but they have absolutely no moisture in their crystalline structure, so therefore they're very brittle. You can drop in natural emeralds. Now, we're not talking about Chathams or anything like that stuff. You can drop a natural emerald and it'll shatter. You oil emeralds anymore because they're actually very brittle. They're hard, but they're very brittle. So that type of corundum, you're actually better off with the Chatham or the grown created emeralds. They're the same. They're not so brittle and fragile.
Ion, tell us more about storing information in diamonds.
Oh, carbon is the perfect place to store. We can't give you everything about it because folks are already running to the offices to register every single word we say. Every time we say a word, they're running with it. And that's okay with us. We don't mind. Because in our world, we see it. We know how this plays out. So we ain't as scared. But the point is between the lines of how the molecular structure of carbon, how it attaches, or say cold. See how open and porous it is? When you compress that with tons and tons of pressure and tons of heat, it actually becomes pure carbon. But then so is coal. It changes its dynamic or its crystalline structure. And the cross section of that structure becomes a perfect way in place to store bits of information. RAM. You can store lots of it.
Is it Warren being done already?
We are doing it, yes.
Diamonds are the result of cold fusion?
No, they are not the result of cold fusion. Our cold fusion will destroy that.
C-O-A-L-E-D. Cold fusion.
Yeah, we call it cold play.
Was that Paige making the joke?
Yeah, cold fusion.
Well, it was an attempt.
Yeah.
It was an attempt. Thanks, Bob, for throwing us out here to the dogs. I'm just leaving us out here. We saw you. And we tried to help, so instead we just started talking. And once we started talking, boy, he came right back in. Y'all notice how he come right back in right quick then when we started spilling the carbon beans. All of a sudden, he said he better come back to the life of the living over here. Notice that, didn't y'all?
Did you call for me before?
Yes, Bob.
I guess I fell asleep.
Well, good. Does Bill give you a discount when you sleep through your show?
No. He will not.
Damn.
Bill that's does the good. Sleeping.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's a he's got slack beat, doesn't he, Bob? Notice how we diverted right out of the carbon. Y'all notice that? We just next thing you know, we're talking about poor Bill. What are the odds of that one?
Can you store information in boron ion?
No, you may not.
Then no, you may not. But that doesn't mean that's not a flat no.
But you won't.
What?
Well, lots of people store information on those cute little crystal skulls.
Well, how very debonair of you. Bob, they're trying to goad us into giving the formula again, and we're not doing it.
As if they would be able to do anything with it.
Stop. Now, wait. Al2, SO4. Hell no.
Ion, you're familiar with QEG core flux gating?
Yes.
Please describe the difference between QEG and cold play.
That's using a mass of deuterium. We don't require deuterium or heavy water for the isotope to pull. They use that strictly with basically irradiated water.
There is a YouTube video that's entitled Improved FEMM animation of QEG core flux gating.
There's also one on how to make RNA drops, too, but we don't suggest it.
There is. The picture.
Y'all, that is the sweetest thing you've ever seen in your life. Isn't it wonderful? I mean, is that not just the cat meow?
That particular statement by the Russian?
It's not a statement, the little process that you got to watch it, Bob. It's amazing. You know, just,
it is.
Our process or the Russian process or another one?
Right, the Russian process. Mm.
So is it productive at all to talk about this? No?
No.
Never mind.
No. Well, it doesn't work. That's what's wrong with it. If it worked, we'd talk about it. We can talk about it now. It does okay. Well, but damn, the story at the end of the day, if it doesn't work.
It looks like rings and crosses and arms.
Is it Dick's doppelganger that's in Phoenix?
No, that was Margarita in Fort Worth.
Ion, is she ever going to make it to Fort Worth or?
It's up to her. It's up to her. And she doesn't even have to live there. She just has to go. And the question that we've asked the last time we talked and every time we talked since then, that beams up into those times, we asked, does Fort Worth ever cross her mind? That's all.
Hey, Ion, she sent me an email this week saying, why is Ion asking me to go to Fort Worth or to do something about Fort Worth? What would you say to that?
We didn't. We asked her if it ever crossed her mind. She always says yes, and then it's kind of pondered that she can't figure it out. We're like, does it cross your mind? We said, go visit. We said, go take your daughter there. We said, your daughter's going to school there. Go there just to see. What does it hurt? You don't have to live where you live now. Blah, 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 blah. Does it ever cross your mind? And then the answer is, you know, Dallas, Fort Worth area. It's very nice. And just go see what's going on. Drive through. See what happens. Fly over it. Do something.
Is this significant only to Margarita?
Yes. We adore Margarita, too. She's so wonderful.
You said some timings ago that the winds were loose or the winds were free. Does that mean that the angels don't control them any longer?
They have yielded their control.
If we talk to the angels to help balance the winds, that's of no use.
Not anymore. They're blowing. They're wide open, the winds. Bob can tell you story after story after story.
Well, that's I have my own stories here.
Bob's trying to figure out. Well, of course you do. Bob
can
didn't even know when to end the story.
Can you help me balance them some way?
No. They're going to blow.
We will just have to suffer the winds. That sounds odd for gods.
Yep. And they're going to get worse. So fasten it down. Buck it up, honey, because it's coming.
And we cannot do anything about that?
Not so far.
When we're in our power, if we're in our power, we can.
You won't notice them.
I did notice here, and I think that's a sign of the changing of the air, atmosphere, that years of research and millions of research has been put into have a short straw rapeseed. And this year it is at least waist high. It should be knee high, and now this year it is at least waist high. Is that because it's a good year or because of the change, the elevated hydrogen in the air?
Changing hydrogen. Yes, see, you're changing how chloroplast and chlorophyll worked. So you're going to see prolific growth.
I can see it. Is that just temporary, or is it going to go on like this?
It's going to go on and get worse.
Are we going to go back to the kind of fern trees that were around when the dinosaurs were here?
We say you already are there. We say you don't know what trees were there when it was.
We can call forth new trees.
You have already.
Hello.
Hey, how you
Someone
doing?
From Australia is talking.
Yeah. We do too. We think it's great. Yeah. It's great stuff.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Thanks for coming by. It's great.
I can hardly hear you.
We were talking to the people that were talking. That were people that were talking. We were looking back to see if you were looking back to see. If you were looking back to see. If you were looking back at me. If you were cute, you could be sitting there looking back at me. But I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me.
Can you describe for me what happened in the lightened up living room in Grand-Mère, Quebec? I was there.
It shifted. The most famous one is with Buck Owens and Susan Ray. George Jones did one too, but the best one's from Buck Owens.
People who have already are ascended and have been walking the earth for a long time, such as Saint Germain or the two Jesuses, how have they coped with the high oxidation that we've that's been causing disease and death for the rest of us?
God don't notice.
Lackadaisication?
Californication, yeah.
Yes. Lackadaisical fornications.
There you go. Californication.
Do they have a different physiology?
Well, yeah. That's what we've been trying to get you to take these little drops. They're called RNA drops. You take those into your tongue. It changes the information in your DNA. By your RNA, so you have new cells that are created that would be done perfectly. You're coaxing your body back to perfection. You know, that little thing you say.
We managed to do something about it. For St. Germain, the atmosphere conditions haven't been a problem for him.
For any god, they're never a problem.
Does space have properties?
Yeah.
What are attributes of space?
You mean like outer space?
I think he prefers tango.
Well, is space, are we referring to non-physical when we use the word space, when I use the word space, or you use the word space?
Space is the distance between two objects.
Is that the only attribute that can be applied to space? Or are there other attributes? Does space have substance?
No, it does not.
Okay. Can space
nor is
be
it
bent?
A vacuum.
Can it
yes,
be bent?
It does. It is.
It can be bent.
It is. Not can be. It always
bent.
Is.
It's
it always is. That's what they were using, trying to prove string theory with. But they didn't work it out because it is bent, but they couldn't bend it. Space
black
is
holes
bent.
Exist?
You, hold on. Just slow down a second now.
Okay.
You asking these questions like you're trying to get somewhere. We're answering them, and you're not even getting those answers, so you're going somewhere else. Bob will chap you for this, but we're easy. We're soft. We're kind. We're genteel. We're going to let you have as many little ass passes as you want. But here's the deal. As you're coming into it, you got to get somewhere. If you're just plowing through it, it won't be significant, meaning we're going to answer your questions, because that's just the way we roll. And that's good, but we want to get it to a place where it's significant for you. Otherwise, it won't apply.
Good. Let's go. I'm grateful. Do black holes exist?
Oh, there. Sorry, I dropped off.
Because that's exactly the way, that's the only way you could ever know for sure.
About space being bent?
That's not fair. You
bent
dropped off.
Space.
Hey, you dropped off.
Bent
mine,
space. Bent space. Exactly.
And that's one of the critical issues, isn't it? Is whether space is
there are no critical issues, Andrew. You prima donna,
okay,
you idiot, diva dancer.
Andrew, define is.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Hey, look, we got to get this fireside chat in.
Yeah, Bob, there you go. It's, I tell you, we're going to have to go back to get him to the is's and the arnishes.
You're looking forward to the fireside chat. What was it going to be about?
Well, if it was of it, would have been.
No, it is. Go ahead.
Well, if it is, then it was. But it's with Dr. Dean.
Hi, Ion.
Good morning. We had a most delightful interaction. It was so much fun. I think there's about four of us that are expecting now.
As soon as I turn my back.
It's true. And we're not sure if they are with child or not, but they most assuredly have been exposed.
But see, that doesn't make too much sense since the womb is closing. So
oh, no, no, no.
Yourself.
It's still for fun. It's still for fun. It's still for fun. It's closing. It's not closed.
Okay.
The barn door's still cracked. It's okay.
Hey, come on. Get to business here.
It is. This is the time for this business. This business time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, we're going to recap a little bit. They did get some pretty decent stuff with Argon, and then Bob left me to die, threw me to the wolves, and we were sitting there, so we started talking real big, and all of a sudden, boy, he jumped right in there, Carol. It's the funniest thing you ever seen in your life. It was a great thing. It was funny. It was hysterical. He was talking smack, boy, he jumped on like a bad habit. All of a sudden, he was right there with me. Pretty quickly. We talked about argon, we talked about boron, lots of boron. We talked about stored information on the diamond, and we talked about our work with that, but we didn't give all the details about storing the data on the carbon, on the diamonds, but we did a little bit. Just about that. There's something. And they're trying to figure out the AL2SO4, which we refused to give that formula again. Doing 78/4 12 times ain't doing no more because that's enough. And how argon interplays with that. So let's see. Did you have any interesting things for if you want to do a little fireside chat? What you want to talk about?
Well, see, this is my problem. I know too many things to talk about to ever narrow it down to one thing.
Isn't it fun? That's a godly problem. You see the weight of the world. See, as God, you represent the little ones, the sick ones. Bring me your poor, your weak, your blah, blah, blah. We say kill them all. We say kill them all. Doesn't bother us a bit in the world. my stars, wonderful to us. But everybody says, no, but that could be me. And we say, okay, then talk to Dr. Dean. She'll love you. She'll love you right up because she does that. And she's very kind and easy. But you got to listen. And if they don't listen and they're going to do what they want to do, then they don't need you. They're doing what they do. You've been paramount in leading edge discoveries that put humans at a better advantage. And those aren't your words. They're not even our words. They're what people have told you is their words. But that's their position, not yours.
Well, Ion, let me ask you, when I'm doing what I'm doing, do I make people feel less than because I seem to be telling them what to do? Because that's what I don't want.
No, you don't do that at all. Matter of fact, you're so very patient and kind to slowly give them that information. Because we wouldn't give them the time of day. We wouldn't give them the time of day. You nuts. These little people running around with things are hurting and things falling off and things can't get figured out. And we had people trying to talk to us the other day that said the angels was trying to kill them. And we're like, you better go on and die then. Because every nasty thing ever been done on this planet and an angel of the Lord came down. And it's just hysterical the way folks get themselves tangled up with themselves. Hysterical. Mm-hmm. It's not about all that to us. All we're about is to have you the opportunity to come into your place of power. We say that all day, every single time. You, however, you listen to where they are, you help them at the level that they want to be helped, and then you go from there, and then they get better. And then all of a sudden you have a different conversation. Then they find out. Then once they get into magnesium, that they can smoke a lot more cigarettes than they used to smoke. And it was like, okay, you're going to do that anyway. It'll make you healthier so you can smoke more. So good. Good for that. She's not saying don't take the tobacco. She's saying be sure and take the magnesium so that tobacco can get down, get those holes.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, Dr. Dean?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Editing part of my Death by Modern Medicine book.
We love that book. And see, I wish you'd do one cleaning up total biology, too.
All it is in total biology, germ new medicine, any of these modalities, they just never cover the waterfront enough. They get very specific. So I just take them and put them into the big picture. So it's not about going out and changing everybody. They just have to put themselves in a bigger perspective. Total biology is okay for what it is, but it's got to be broader. That's all.
Can you take a tincture or a sample of your RNA drops and make a homeopathic formulation of it?
No, I've talked about that. I thought that would be cool at one point, but what's so amazing about the RNA drops is the generations, and if you stop it at any one time and make it into homeopathic, then you stop that particular process. Like homeopathy is about harmonics itself. If you wanted to make a homeopathic of RNA drops, you would have to take a couple of drops of all 108 generations and potentize that. And then the next time there was a new generation, you'd have to go into drops from 109 generations to make a homeopathic.
Yeah.
So, you know, that, I mean, I could do it. That's when I used to make the homeopathics for Mir in the New York lab.
Oh, they have fun. You know, everybody's having fun with your patents now. Boy, they'd have some fun with the Mir patent, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Wouldn't that be outstanding? It's great fun. Better go get that copyright quick and see all about that one for sure. Look close. Look on the gray screen. It's the best. It's great. Anyway, that's a sidebar. So you can't do that, and if you couldn't do it, you don't want to, is what you're trying to say. Now, we want to get down to this little white crap in your bottle of RNA. There's this little white crap that's all over the place. I mean, she's falling out like snow. It's all over the place. You have to really shake it up hard. And y'all chose these ridiculous blue bottles, so you can't see nothing. But if you did, then you'd see that this all this white stuff, it's just whitest white, white. And this brown, goopy fluid is just whiter than white, white, white.
Uh-huh.
And it's like right there, and it's all goopy, but then it goes right back into solution. You didn't have any words for the little white stuff that's in the bottom of the bottle of RNA?
That's our white stone. We're in the patenting of that. We've set it aside just so we can do more testing. It's evidence of the white stone with the eye cell that just seems to be getting more and more prolific. People know very well that in the beginning they didn't have stuff in the bottom of their bottles. Just like you say, now you have to shake, shake, shake. In the new Generation 108, when I put a bunch in a white clear bottle, it made a lot more white stone than ever before. The reason it's there is because the eye cell is just growing kind of exponentially. Perhaps in the past, you know, when people would say they could never find an end to their bottle, it kept replenishing, you know, perhaps it was just the white stone in those bottles growing. And you could use up your RNA drops, not shake it, and have this white stone at the bottom, and then put more liquid into the bottle, shake that up, and keep it going yourself.
That's Dr. Dean trying to help the little ones who can't.
I know. I can hear you.
You can only afford one bottle of RNA for the rest of eternity. This is how you do it. And then finally, when you get all of it done, then you take living water and pour it into that bottle and sip that. And then put one drop of magnesium in that empty bottle, and then lick that. That's all you got to do. So actually, you're saying now, so basically, if the label is correct on your bottle, it has nothing to do with the RNA drops. It's about the bottle.
It's about the bottle. And you've said as much, because you said as soon as we get the living water and the bread of life, you won't need RNA drops because you'll have it all in those two.
That's true. The cursor of this, you see, it was just to get to the place for ascension. Which is to get you to that place. And once you're that place, then it won't be required. It would be replaced with the same living water that the Samaritan woman couldn't have.
That's what we talked about in John 4. Oh, my gosh. So the Samaritan woman now, did she keep herself from having it? Did she say she wasn't worthy of it?
No, she was saying, he was looking down her nose at Jesus. Basically, it's kind of like, who the fuck do you think you are? You don't even speak to me. Well, you are most certainly beneath me. And he said, Jesus turned around and says, you know what? Your mama was a knockabout and your daddy's a traveling salesman and you've had several of them yourself. So don't come preaching to me, little trollop. Thank you very much. Then he's like, okay. Then he started getting right with it. So it's okay. But then it turned into, oh, you got a new kind of thing that'll make my thing do the thing? Well, that's the thing I want to thing, so let's get the thing right. There you go.
And that is the translation of John 4.
There you go. Now, the well, Jacob's well, is significant.
Yeah.
The well was deeded to them.
Through the true ancestry.
Yes. And it was given, and then it came into your little buddy with many colors, Joseph, who, remember, was over when the Hebrews asked to be put in slavery. Then they were allowed to be engaged in slavery by Pharaoh. They asked Pharaoh. To be their slave.
Yeah, now back there, when we were going into the well, the living water, and you said Jacob and Joseph and the bones of Jacob and Joseph.
Remember when they left out of Egypt, they took the bones and put them in the Ark of the Covenant.
We had said one person's bones were in there, but you were saying there were two sets of bones in there?
Yes. And there was a finger of Esau.
In the Catholic Church, they have the relics that they tout. A bone of this, a finger of that, the shroud. So was that the beginning of the relics, those bones?
Yes. Yeah. It's to remember, see, so you could take those bones. They didn't have the technology then, but they knew to save the bones. You take those bones now and do a test on them. It's kind of like, Holy Mother of God, it's chromosome 14. It's been that all along. We didn't realize it. But here at Strickland Propane, we know what to do with it.
And have they done that with relics?
We have. They have. It's in the clouds. But see, here's how it's going to happen. We're going to take that information, put it in the cloud, let them find it, bring it forth. It's in the cloud. It'll be proven. We stand the way. Everybody can ooh and holler and say, well, damn, Ion, everybody knows that. We're going to giggle like a schoolgirl. It's going to be fun.
This Samaritan woman, what was her purpose in showing up there in John 4?
Oh, it was the inference that of a connection of someone who is not, who wants to be, the little one that are so proud and lifted up and so high and mighty and run around telling, talking like grown people when they don't have a clue. And then to softly allow even the least in the kingdom to come to the well and drink is appropriate. You spend a great deal of energy looking after the little man. We don't understand it for us. It's not logical to us. And yet you still spend a great deal of bridging to bring everyone the opportunity. If someone dies on your watch, it's their own damn choice, because you certainly won't allow it.
I was chided in medical school for finding something good about anybody. So I think I see the potential in people. I see even what they can't see in themselves.
Well, if we could find a way to beat that part out of them, that would be great, because then we could tolerate them then.
Yeah, yeah. But it's been pretty remarkable since the completement formulas. It allows, well, first they're physical, they feel it physically, and then certainly with the RNA drops, they feel it mentally, emotionally, they get that detachment and just step away from the chaos.
Some people are just jonesing with them.
Yeah. Many hallucinogens. Yeah.
Let me tell you, this time, Dr. Dean, you knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I've been at this for decades trying
to... Don't argue for your limitations. That says you went out this a long time to do it.
It took me to knock it out of the park. I'm the one who evoked this monster. All right, let's remember that. Dr. Dean was going nowhere, and I noticed that I was called doctor in scientist on my own chart. So I said, well, I better do a little doctoring, a little science. So I brought up the demon from...
Look who's here at the fireside chat. Look who's here.
The sponsor. Our sponsor is here.
Yay.
Johnson Matthew.
Hello, sponsor.
Anyways, Carol, got to remember where it came from.
Yeah, I remember my origins, but did you know that the finger of Esau was in the box?
Yep, so it was Jacob and Jamie's finger bones.
No, they're thigh bones.
And a fairy's pinwheel is in there, too. Don't forget that one, the fairy's pinwheel.
So this woman of Samaria, Bob, we let her... go to the well and just made her feel comfortable. And
but we're going to sign her up for autoship. Don't you worry.
Yeah, did she get it? Did she?
Nope.
She didn't.
Hey, let Ion interview you, Carol. This is nonsense about the well. I mean, it's okay.
I love it.
Carol's just rambling wherever she wants to go.
It's just ridiculous. I might say, I don't know how we survived. It's astounding. It's just amazing. But let's recap. Carolyn spent a great deal of energy, more than we think is doable, of helping these ridiculous little people. She thinks they're important for some crazy reason. We don't know why. She wants to help them, every single one, and we say, okay, what you going to do? Dr. Dean, what are you going to do? You're not going to chide her. She's going to drive. She may hit the ditch, but she's going to drive. Don't you worry. Now, the good news is many people are being helped and benefited from that. Great. So as long as they're benefiting and they're moving on with it, we say, great, congratulations. Saved another one, and another one down, another one down, another one back to the dust. Then on the other side of it is if they don't move on, you have to find a way to separate from it, to let it go. Because if, you know, if you're not going to get it, they're not. And then some will, some won't, so what? The point is, as long as there's some place where you can say, okay, fine, let's go, and it's all good. It's all good.
I certainly don't get involved in their dissension. That's totally up to them. If they want to ignore and disallow and disavow and descend.
Yeah, you're so wise. You're so wise. Let's get some. I'm going to interview Madeline. This thing is going nowhere. Let me interview Madeline. Fireside chat with Madeline. That'll last about 3 minutes.
We're brought to you by the Bob Neverett Hour, the Bob Neverett Program, around every day, every Tuesday.
Okay, Kel, make your interview interesting.
Well,
No, let Ian ask you. Take it somewhere,
yeah.
Ian.
No, have you decided, if you decided that the white stuff at the bottom of the RNA drop that the poor people get to lick up for free, is that okay for you?
Well, of course. I mean, it's fabulous.
Oh, I just love it. That's the stuff you want. So you shake it up real good to get that in and then go with it. Okay. Now, used to you fussed because it was effervescing, and now it doesn't effervesce. And then some people don't keep it in the refrigerator. Some people do keep it in the refrigerator. Please tell us what the hell is really supposed to be done with this shit.
You can do whatever you want. In fact, no more ice packs are going out with this stuff because, I mean,
good.
It's kind of a joke. After, you know, a 2-week transit to the other side of the world, and the freezer pack would last 24 hours and it would come to them warm and sopping wet. But this stuff is not indestructible. It is stone. It is stone.
It'll eat away your implant, as Sue Bone will tell you, and it will also destroy titanium fittings.
But replacing them with good solid tissue, it's not going to dump your implant or your whatever and leave a hollow.
It did Sue Bone. Pardon? We loved up Sue Bone, and we didn't get her a good suitable thing, but we are going to get her a date with her dentist. It's going to be great.
Well, I've never liked dental implants, so I wouldn't advise them anyways.
Well, what we told her, we didn't know what else to do. What we did is we said, get the temporary, because that's what you got to get anyway until you decide what you're going to do, and give your body a chance to grow more teeth.
She liked
that.
Yeah, the implants never made sense to me, because if your body's trying to be normal and grow normal tissue, do all those things, if you put something extraneous in it, isn't it going to try to reject it? And
it
that's
did.
In the
and she's like the minus 0.0000078% that rejected it. They don't do it, but it's not rejecting it, it's eating it. But they can't say that because they have to acknowledge that it's being eaten. So that won't work. So there you go.
And has that to do with the negative pH?
Yes.
How does it relate to negative pH? Just it's very powerful, chew away anything?
No. So negative pH changes the potential for hydrogen. When you change that, you change everything. We already said there's less oxygen. Everybody's having a cow about that. But just check, there's less oxygen. Bob knocked it out of the park. Again. And then, you turn around, next thing you know, there's going to be this prolific thing. Global warming has changed the boiling point of water. You're like, what? What does global warming have to do with the boiling point? It's going to change the boiling point of water, so that's going to change everything. You ain't seen nothing yet. Bum, bum. Oh, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Be, because warm is in the phrase global warming, they're going to make that the reason for the change of the boiling point of water.
Okay.
Makes sense. There it is, you know, warm. The globe is warming up, so it's warming up the oceans. And, oh, yeah, yeah, the boiling point is changing. Fake science.
Okay. And that's all we can say because it doesn't make any sense to us. See, it's not really fair because Al Gore can listen to this in his archival position and then I'll preach it that it was his idea and then he can have it. Oh, maybe he'll trademark it. Can he trademark the boiling point of water? Oh, wait, we didn't say what the point was, did we?
Is that affecting people's teeth?
No.
Yeah, boils their teeth, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Negative pH is not involved in anything in Sue's mouth.
No.
Yes, Bob. Yes.
I said no.
Well, with the RNA drops, and the RNA drops are negative pH, so by that sort of habit.
The RNA drops are not negative pH. Where have you been? Jesus. I won't even try to explain.
Sleeping in my massage chair.
I won't bring you up to date on that one. That's just between me and Bion.
Yeah.
Okay, let's answer that question. So you're saying negative pH does not have to do with what happens with implants?
No.
But if it has to do with RNA drops and RNA drops are associated with negative pH, you have to say that negative pH is affecting implants.
But it isn't. RNA drops are changing the body, and the body's absorbing the metals. That has nothing to do with negative pH. It is in the product, but that, you know, there's alcohol in hairspray, but that's not what makes your hair stick.
Yeah, it's not a direct effect like a dripping acid on something.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a good idea.
I know. You'd like that.
Now, here's something
fringe.
Here's something else. Yes, exactly. Here's something else that's coming up. People that are on RNA drops are finding that they have a higher tolerance for peppers. They like hotter stuff, hot stuff, spicy stuff, over-the-top crazy stuff that they never would eat before. Not only that, they like it.
I love peppers. I love being scoured through.
Give her about 2 million Scoville units and she'll show you how to milk that in the coconut.
Yeah, hot at one end and hot when it comes out the other end.
Burn stem to stern.
It was interesting what happened with the keto. It was like he demonstrated exactly what you were talking about. He's in another world. He could hear but couldn't speak, or he could speak and couldn't hear.
Then we connected it, reconnected, put him out, put him back in, and then all of a sudden it was better. But then realizing after even when he got the clear connection on our connection, he still did the exact same thing again with the speaking, not speaking. So it really had nothing to do with which world it was in. You see, we answered all his questions, but he's going to wait to get the archives to figure them out.
Right. Yeah, I mean, your availability here actually is almost escalating the amount of repeat questions that people ask and don't seem to hear the answer.
That's okay. They will. Because, see, from an archival position, because everything's recorded, so it's even recorded, the recording, so now what you're doing live isn't live, it's a recording. So, I guess, here you go, if we made this history, which it is, this is a recording of a recording of a recording. Now, this was recorded in front of a live studio audience. Okay, let's put it that way. That's where they did Maud. You know, that Norman Lear was so clever. And so then what happened, and then there's Maud. And then what happened is that you could say it's in your past. So in your past, then you can express, oh, that's Archie Bunker. Yeah, that's all in the family. Yeah, meathead, everybody knows that. Then it becomes okay.
No, he was banging away before on his desk, but not now. He gets so frustrated when I talk and he can't be around. He just sits and he just bang, bang, bang.
That's so wonderful. And there's no water running. Did they turn the water off there at the mansion? Not water.
No, it's you banging around. You're the only one open. We're not banging.
Yeah, I just banging around. You haven't washed your hands in a long time. We were a little nervous back then.
Oh, he's learned to mute himself, though. You got to factor that in.
He'd be nervous as they washed his hands. To wash off the blood, it just won't get away.
Well, he's got the cleanest library this side of the Pacific Rim.
Vatican, this side of Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Well, very good. Well, we've enjoyed this interaction innumerably, and it's been a very delightful fireside chat.
Thank you. Very reminiscent of our earlier you, me, and Bob doing the Revelation series without all the screaming and yelling. It's very nice.
Yeah, it is nice. But the screaming and yelling is kind of fun, too. It gives you enough context. You know you're alive because you don't have a choice.
Thank you, Ion.
Yes, dear.
Ion, I want to ask you, after I spoke to you about 3 months ago, I woke up and I saw like a spaceship leaving me when I was waking up from a dream. What was going on in that dream?
We were visiting you.
Oh,
that's very
nice. Did we go for a ride? What happened?
Well, news 11.
Later. That'll be answered later.
Mm-hmm. We can't tell that right here in front of this nice, archivable, forever, indelibly written in the history of the annals of the world for peace.
Yeah, hey, Carolyn, when you were sleeping, Ian said that there are people listening and grabbing phrases and said quickly send you into the patent office, patenting phrases that they get from the show.
They might be in this boiling point of water.
So what? Somebody said something. Buddy said Bob is bullshit. Well, who said that? Madeline?
I said it
had to be Madeline.
I mean, it might have been a garbagey question.
What was a garbagey question?
Maybe it was, but that was definitely a garbage answer.
What was a garbage answer?
News at 11?
Oh, yes, that was.
That means it's a good question there, Madeline. Renee will get it later at some appropriate point. Don't let your fake cynicism, your fake negativity actually get you into a rabbit hole, Madeline. You don't even know how to be negative, so watch it. It's Madeline trying to be negative. That was a shit answer. It was a good answer.
No!
Renee, you saw the UFOs. Now, Ian, is that Renee translating it into her own mythic imagery? Why would she see you as a UFO leaving?
Well, she didn't see us as a UFO. She just saw a UFO leaving. We were just afraid to visit, that's all.
Would she take the feeling from your presence and make it into what she thinks a UFO might feel like?
No. This was literal.
So you're telling us that many UFOs that are sighted are actually you.
Sometimes.
I told you I was an E.T.
I told you.
And Scott Norris.
Hey, Ion.
Who is that? Just find out who that was.
I want some more of that.
Who was that?
That was me. Pamela.
Oh, it's Pamela from Australia?
Yes.
Wow, she finally got it. And we knew she was nuts. That sounded like a nut. You just said it. That's amazing. The first thing we hear is this crazy laugh of Pamela, who's been, like, you know, flaming me for months on the chat.
Doing what?
But welcome. Flaming. You've been flaming me.
Oh. No, it's just saying hello.
Well, it's very nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
You want to ask Ion anything?
Is the pulse coming from Alcyone? E, or however that's pronounced?
No.
Where's it coming from?
You.
What is this pulse you're talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever's coming from the Pleiades.
It's a frequency beat. It's a change. It's like that thing that sets circadian rhythm, but it doesn't. But it's supposedly that's what it does, but it's just a beat. Some people who are sensitive feel it, but they see it as a hum.
Hey, Ion, the singing that I do, is that a purge or an attunement or something different?
An attunement.
Ion, can you tell me what happened when the living room lit up in Grand-Mère, Quebec, in 1994?
Yeah, it was you were causing a cross. You were causing a shift, which then turned into a little splash.
Is it a good shift? Should I strive for that?
Oh, no, it's great. It's great. It's just some outward evidence of inward grace. And we are happily forever incomplete.